Okay, so this is a mindfulness exercise. So what I'd like you to do is uncross your legs and arms, find a comfy spot for your head, for your back. And for the first few moments, just close your eyes and just focus on your breath, breathing nice and deep and slow in through your nose and out through your mouth. Every long, slow, deep breath in, really focus with all of your attention on the movement of the air coming in, filling your lungs and your chest. And then as you breathe out, really focus on the wonderful sense of release you feel as you let that breath out. You can breathe out through your mouth, and it's usually more calming to breathe in through your nose for this type of exercise. So focusing on the wonderful sense of release you feel as you let that breath go, noticing your shoulders relaxing, your chest relaxing. So as I explain this exercise, just focus on your breathing, paying attention also to the sounds of my words. So this mindful acceptance exercise is geared towards noticing distressing thoughts, feelings, somatic experiences, behaviors, without fusing with them, without letting those emotions, thoughts, urges, somatic experiences overtake us, as what happens when we fuse with them, identify with them, dig into them. This exercise is about learning to step back from them, observe them, make space for them, allow them to be there. And in the process of doing so, all naturally, all by itself, the emotions, the thoughts, the urges, the somatic experiences just lessen. They disintegrate, evaporate, they lessen all on their own. The mere act of bringing a gentle acceptance to the experience, bringing a sense of curiosity and allowing, making space for it, whatever it may be, just enables the thoughts, the emotions, the somatic experiences, the urges to just dissipate. They evaporate and dissolve. It's the allowing that allows them to just pass by. So this exercise is a skill. Mindful acceptance is a skill that comes with practice. And like any practice, the more we do it, the more we practice it in whatever form, the stronger the skill becomes. This skill will become so well developed, you'll become aware of distressing thoughts, feelings, emotions, somatic experiences and urges in the moment, regardless of how acute, how distressing, how overwhelming, anywhere, any place, so that you'll be able to just sit with it, be with it, and it'll dissipate. There's no right or wrong way to practice this skill. The important thing is to simply commit to practicing it. Daily, progressing to weekly, then progressing to as needed, so that you can become a better observer of your life, of all the emotional, cognitive, somatic, and behavioral urges, so that you can be a more full participant in your life in the moment. Generally, at first, it's good to find a quiet space to practice the exercise. Generally, at first, you need the recording to be able to practice the exercise and to learn it. But after repeated practice, generally, most people are able to do it without the recording. And that is an enviable goal, to be able to step through the process wherever you are, whenever, just using the power of your mind. So just taking a few moments now to get in contact with your breath. Notice the physical sensations in your body. Bring the awareness to the physical sensations in your body, especially to sensations of touch, pressure, where your body makes contact with the furniture, with the chair, with the floor. It's best when you're practicing to have your feet flat on the floor, not reclining in bed. We have a tendency to fall asleep in that position, but just finding a somewhat comfortable spot to practice and just bringing your attention to all points of contact between the furniture and your arms and your hands and your back, the undersides of your legs, your calves, your feet. Just noticing all the pressure, the contact, the moving and changing sensations in your body. And as well, bringing your attention to the gentle rise and fall of your breath in your chest and in your belly. Noticing how it's like an ocean wave as you breathe in, the wave rolls into shore. As you breathe out, the wave retreats back out to the ocean. Notice the rhythm of your body, the changes in your ribs, in your tummy. The changes in the points of contact, focusing on each inhalation and then each exhalation. Take a few moments to really notice all the changes in your body with each breath. There's no need to control your breath in any way. Simply let the breath breathe in and out all by itself. And as best you can, bring an attitude of generous allowing, allowing the breath, allowing the sensations in the body to be whatever they are. A gentle allowing and acceptance to whatever your experience is, regardless of whether your mind is wandering, regardless of whether you're getting impatient with yourself or frustrated. Just bring an attitude of gentle allowing and acceptance to the moment by moment experience, whatever it is in this moment. There's nothing to be fixed. No particular state to be achieved. Not trying to force it to be other than it is. Simply allow your experience to flow from moment to moment without needing it to be other than it is. And sooner or later, your mind will wander. This is just simply what the mind does. It'll wander away to thoughts about what's coming next, to other concerns, worries, tasks. It'll wander away to other images or intrusive memories. It'll wander away to planning or daydreaming. It may drift along from one random thing to the next. This is simply what the mind does much of the time. When you notice that your mind has wandered, gently congratulate yourself. Because that is awareness. That's mindfulness. And then you can simply bring your mind back to your breath. To the physical sensations in your body, not forcing it, but just gently bringing it back and noticing the moment by moment changes in your body. Noticing the points of contact, noticing the breath. You may wish to briefly acknowledge where your mind wandered off to. Ah, there's thinking, there's feeling. Said in the third person, as if you're observing. And then gently escort your attention back to the breath, back to the movements in the body, back to the sensations of contact and touch. And bring a quality of kindness, gentle allowing, and acceptance to the experience. See the wanderings of the mind as experiences and opportunities to bring patience, gentle curiosity, and allowing to the experience, whatever it is. Not trying to force it to be other than it is. Not trying to make it be something specific. Remembering always it's natural for the mind to wander. Notice the thoughts, notice the feelings, acknowledge where it's wandered off to. And then bring it back when it's ready to the breath, to the moment by moment changes in the body and the points of contact. There's no need to specifically think of something else, to make any sensations go away, to resolve anything. But as best you can, just allow it to be whatever it is and make as much space for it. It may take up the entire space of your body. It may take up the entire space of the room, the building you're in, the city block, or two. Notice how much space it feels it needs. Notice the depth of the space and bring a quality of kindness, acceptance, gentle allowing, and curiosity to the experience. And when you become aware of bodily sensations, feelings, tensions, or other intense sensations in the body, just notice them as well. Acknowledge their presence and make space for it. Don't try to hold on to them. Understand them. Dissect them. Identify with them or make them go away. Just open your heart to them, make space for them, allow them to be there. Make room for the discomfort, make room for the distress, make room for the emotions, the thoughts, the feelings. Make room for it all and just allow it to be there. Notice the space it needs, make space for it. Notice the depth of the space required. How much space can you make for it? And watch the sensations as you make space change from moment to moment. Sometimes the sensations will grow stronger. Sometimes they stay the same, and sometimes they weaken. It doesn't really matter what they do. You can simply just breathe calmly in, to, and out from the sensations, making as much space as they need, imagining the breath moving into and to the sensation of discomfort, to the region of the body that needs it most. Remembering, the purpose is not to feel better or differently, but to simply get better at feeling what is going on moment to moment, accepting it, being curious about it, making space for it, allowing it to be there, and bringing kindness and compassion to whatever your experience is moment to moment. And if ever you notice you're unable to focus on intense physical sensations of discomfort, let your focus shift to the breath, and then shift to the place of discomfort. Gently direct your attention on and into the discomfort. Stay with it, no matter how intense it seems. Take a look at it. Allow it to be there. Make space for it. Be curious. Be accepting. What does it truly feel like? How does it move? How deep is it? How big is it? Make room for the discomfort. Are you willing to be with it, whatever it is? Are you willing to experience the intensity? And you may notice, along with the physical sensations, thoughts about the sensations, thoughts about the thoughts about the sensations, judgments about the experience, judgments about the past, about this sensation, or judgments about the future and the implications. You may notice your mind coming up with evaluations, such as dangerous, getting worse. Simply label the experiences as thinking, judging. Return to the present experience as it is, not as your mind tells you it is. Notice thoughts as thoughts. Notice physical sensations as physical sensations, feelings as feelings, nothing more, nothing less. Notice the labeling and evaluations as a layer on top of the raw experience, whatever it may be. It's important to not judge yourself for having these experiences, thoughts, feelings, urges, emotions. If you notice yourself judging yourself, label it judging. Observe the judging with a quality of kindness and compassion. You can do the same with any other thought or evaluation, any other feeling or somatic experience. Label it planning, reminiscing, longing. Label the thought and emotion. Make space for it and allow yourself to move on when you're ready. Remembering you're not what your thoughts or judgments tell you you are. No matter how intense or persistent, you can make space for them. Be with them, moment-to-moment changes. Bring a loving kindness to it, make space for it, and welcome it home. Allow yourself to be present with whatever you experience. Notice doubts, reservations, fears. Notice them, acknowledge their presence, but don't work on them or try to understand them. Don't try to understand the triggers or the sources or the implication. Just acknowledge them. Allow yourself to be present with them. And be there. And in this moment, as you allow yourself to be there with it, without identifying with it, judging, worrying, reminiscing, ruminating, you're diffusing from thoughts, feelings, emotions, and somatic experience. Diffusing is simply separating from. And when you separate and observe, make space for, allow, you get objectivity, you get understanding by virtue of allowing. So let's practice this. When you're ready, I'd like you to shift your attention to a thought, situation, emotion, that is difficult for you. It could be a troubling worry about the future, a rumination from the past, an image or intense bodily sensation, a shame, a guilt, whatever it may be. Just gently but directly and firmly shift your attention on and into the discomfort, no matter how bad it seems, no matter how many labels your mind comes up with, such as dangerous, getting worse, overwhelming, can't handle it. Just gently, directly, firmly shift your attention on and into the discomfort, on and into the emotions, on and into the raw thoughts, the somatic experiences, the urges that you have that come with it, the urge to ruminate or yell or scream, the urge to blame, whatever it may be. Notice all the strong feelings that arise in your body. Allow them to be there as they are, rather than what your mind tells you they are or what you want them to be. Simply hold them in your awareness. Stay with the discomfort. Stay with your breath. Stay with the physical contact and sensations in your body. Open up to it. Open up as much as you can, little by little, more and more each time you practice. Make space for it, more and more, little by little, the more you practice. Accepting, allowing it, while bringing compassion, allowing, and focused attention to the discomfort, whatever it is. If you notice yourself tensing up, resisting, pushing away from the experience, acknowledge that. Make some space for the resistance, for the tension, for the repulsion. Must this feeling, must this emotion, this somatic experience be your enemy? Or can you have it? Can you notice it? Can you own it? Can you let it be? Can you make room for the discomfort, for the tension, the shame, the guilt, the self-blame? Make room for it. What does it truly feel like moment to moment? To have it all. To let it grow and see how much space it needs. See how deep it runs. Is this something you must struggle with? Or can you invite the discomfort in? Saying something to yourself in your own words, along the lines of, let me have it. Let me feel what there is to feel. Because right now, this is my experience. Let me have it. Let me feel what there is to feel. Because right now, this is my experience. Let me have it. Let me feel what there is to feel. Because right now, this is my experience. In your own words, inviting it in. And as you invite it in, make space for it, notice how it changes all on its own from moment to moment. Is this discomfort something you need to fight or repel? Is it possible to just open space in your heart for it? Bring some kindness and compassion to your experience. And as you open up and embrace your experience, you may notice other thoughts, new thoughts, different thoughts, coming along with the physical sensations, new physical sensations, new urges. You may see new thoughts about the thoughts. When this happens, invite them in as well, softening and opening to them as you become more aware. You may also notice too your mind coming up with labels, judgments, such as getting worse, dangerous, overwhelming. If this happens, simply thank your mind for the label. Return to the present experience as it is, not as your mind judges it to be or fears it to be. Notice thoughts as thoughts, physical sensations as physical sensations, emotions as emotions, urges as urges, nothing more, nothing less. Pain, whether it's emotional or physical, when met with resistance, causes suffering. If we can instead open up to whatever the pain is, lessen the resistance by allowing it to be there, we eliminate suffering. Pain times resistance equals suffering. We can change resistance by allowing, being with the experience moment to moment, and instead of identifying with judgments, catastrophizing or ruminating, we can just be with the experience as it is, moment to moment, opening up for it, and all on its own, it dissipates, and we eliminate suffering. So the key with this exercise is to stay with the discomfort for as long as it pulls your attention. That may be moments that may take 5, 10, 15, half an hour, whatever it takes. There's no race, there's no pressure, there's no competition. But when you sense anxiety, worry, self-blame, shame is no longer pulling for you your attention, you can let it go. With your breath, you can just simply release it. Like balloons floating up to the sky. Like ice cubes melting on a hot summer's day. It'll evaporate, dissipate, dissolve, combust, and it'll be gone. So in whatever way makes sense to you, through your exhalation, through your mind, you can simply release it and let it go. The more you practice this exercise, with or without the recording, the stronger this skill will become. So the last component of this exercise is imagine yourself in a beautiful room. And you today are at the doorway of this beautiful room. And on the other side is an image of you. And in some way, to some degree, it's a stronger, more ideal, perhaps more confident, more self-assured, whatever version of you across the room that is meaningful to you. And this ideal you across the room may simply be 5% more ideal, 10%, 15%, whatever makes sense, whatever time context you're dealing with. So this ideal you across the room from you may be the you a week from now, 2 weeks, a month, or 2 months. And in some way, or a few different ways, 5% stronger in some specific way, 10%, 15%, whatever is meaningful to you. So see in your mind this image of the slightly more ideal you across the room, embodying whatever quality is meaningful to you. And now see what's blocking the path between the you today and this different version of you across the room. What are the different things blocking the path? They may be beliefs, habits, behaviors, values, expectations, pressures, things you're doing or not doing. What are the things that come to mind in this moment that are blocking the path? And I'd like you to think about what tools do you need to clear the path. These tools may be awarenesses, beliefs, thoughts, behaviors you do or don't do. What are the tools you need to clear the path? And as you travel along the path, the tools you need may change from practice to practice. But it's whatever tools you need now. And so I'd like you to see yourself using those tools to clear the path now. And as you clear the path, see yourself and feel yourself taking steps towards this more ideal you. See yourself, feel yourself in small and larger and bigger ways clearing the path and taking those steps. See yourself moving closer and closer to that slightly more ideal you. And when you get there, feel yourself and see yourself fusing with this ideal you, looking out through her eyes, seeing the world around day to day, feeling what it feels like to be in that body, noticing how life is different, noticing how it's different. And noticing too how and why it's important to you. and then making a commitment to yourself in small ways, each and every day, to use that tool, to take those steps, understanding that growth occurs gradually, one step at a time. It takes practice, it takes persistence, it also takes failure and learning when we experience that failure or those mistakes. It's an important part of growing and learning. So making that commitment to yourself, knowing you're not going to always get it right. This is a skill that comes with time. Remember that mindful acceptance is a skill that needs to be cultivated, practiced to grow stronger. It has many possible results, not just one. So be kind with yourself as you practice. It may be helpful to track your experiences in some way that's meaningful to you. And each day you practice, asking yourself how this practice was helpful for you today. What insights, awarenesses, and learning occurred for you today. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.